predominantly it's the changes, the legislation, Fazans are lobbying the government currently to have the law passed, which is most likely to go through, and we should see a result out in the market by about June this year. What it will mean is there'll be a much stronger regulation required in the testing of milk, and what I guess the dairy authorities and the food industries are nervous about at the moment is the regulation. So the regulation of a premises making raw milk cheese will be much higher than had been before. So the auditing will step up, the milk testing will step up, the micro testing will step up. So the added cost to a facility who would be wanting to make raw milk cheeses under the new law will be much more increased.
Okay, so, and we just heard there from Tom Ross that that may be prohibitive to some cheesemakers. Do you think this will remain, I guess, a niche part of production?
Look, I think so, but in the cases like perhaps where we are at the moment, we've got the ability to make economies of scale where we can test larger volumes of milk. It would just depend on the scale and the size of the premises, but I definitely think it will make it prohibitive, and I also have had discussions with some of the committees here in South Australia that will be looking to implement the regulations. They certainly won't be allowing any cheesemaker to make raw cheese that hasn't got a very good track record of making quality product that is pasteurised. So they'll certainly be very choosy when it comes to giving a licence, and the auditing will be quite intense from what I've been reading.
Now, you released your King Saul Blue Vein raw milk cheese last year. We spoke to you then, but that was also after a lot of research, trials and jumping through many hoops. Would these changes that are coming in have made that process easier for you?
Look, they would, which I guess is, there's a two-edged sword in saying that. I guess, firstly, the regulations in which I made this blue were much, much, much tougher, and as it stands, they're still... And for quite a while, there still won't be a regulation passed on making a raw milk blue. That will take some time because of the criteria still is that you still must have a reasonably low moisture level and a reasonably low pH, which will obviously aid and not assist any pathogenic growth. But certainly with the blue, it will be easier to make the product. But again, the other edge of the sword is we've got to be careful as cheesemakers and certainly, ones with a good reputation. If you drop your guard while making these products, it can potentially ruin your entire business.
And it's an interesting point you make. At the moment, there's a massive debate going on, as we all know, about raw milk itself. There's a push to stop people from drinking that. Do you think that that will scare consumers when it comes to cheese?
Look, no, I think, look, the raw milk industry out there that, we've had problems in the past with the bath milk that's been consumed, and unfortunately there's been a few issues of late with that. Now, that is a very unregulated industry, and obviously cheesemaking will be a very highly regulated industry, but... I think, like I said, if you are a credible, reputable business, and obviously the dairy authorities and relative food governing bodies will be so hot on the procedures and the protocols, because ultimately, if there is an issue that arises as a result of this, it will be their necks that will be hung. So I know that they're going to be watching over it with loaded guns, so to speak.